Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, I hope you got your Bible. We're going to teach the Word today. We are Word Church. We are fanatics about the Bible. Amen. So hold it up and say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says that I can do. I can have what it says that I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I go to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Give God praise for the Word, would you? For the Word. Amen. Well, open your Bibles today. We're beginning a brand new series called No Compromise. No Compromise. Under that, the subheading, Almost a Christian. Almost a Christian. No Compromise. We'll be in this series for the next few weeks. I think it's a right now word. Go with me to the book of Acts, chapter 26. No Compromise. Under that, the subheading, Almost a Christian. Wow. You know, COVID, during COVID, I think one of the many things that happened during COVID was purifying process for the church began. Purifying process for the church, it began right there, right there. And you know, it was COVID was not of God, it was of the devil to steal, kill, and destroy. You understand that, right? It was to break things. There's a group of people out there that want to break things so they can reset things to a one world order, a one church, one economic system, you know, one world, one nation. And how many know that's Antichrist spirit? Antichrist spirit is that global, one world, one church, one economic system. That's the anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-church spirit. Are you with me? You see, God's against, you know, global. God's for nations. You ever read your Bible where it talks about nations all the time? It's God's will for there to be nations, not one world order. So there's an anti-Christ spirit out there that is anti-God, anti-Christ, and anti-church. During COVID, purifying process began in the church. You and I look around now, and I'm talking about the church, okay? The universal church. Look at the people who used to serve who aren't now. Look at the people who stay home and don't come now. Look at the people who used to come and don't come now. I'm talking universal church. Purifying process. If I couldn't make it through COVID, how can I make it through the Great Tribulation? If I couldn't stand up for God during COVID and come out of COVID and be more on fire for God, how in the world am I going to handle the pressures that are coming? So I'm here as your pastor who loves you dearly, and my job is to arm you and equip you for the future, right? My job is to equip you for the work of the ministry. So a purifying process began, and I'm here to tell you that it's even going to get even hotter for the church, for the Christian. The purifying process is going to continue, and for that to happen, persecution has to continue. Great persecution is coming on the Christian and the church like you've never seen before. Like I said earlier at the offering, China, their agenda, they know they can't destroy America militarily, but they know they can if they destroy the family unit with this gender thing and destroy America by removing the church. What did they do in China? They removed the church, right? So it's important that you and I are armed, equipped, and that we are like the sons of Issachar and that we understand the times that we're living in. You all know I'm very positive. I'm a positive minister. But at the same time, I have to arm you and equip you that even though we're in the world, we're not of the world, but we're in the world. And persecution is coming for the church and the Christian like you've never seen it. Oh, Pastor, we've heard this all of our life. It's different now. You had a plague that hit the whole world. COVID. That has never happened before at the same time. There are things happening now that's never happened before in history. So we're living in the last days, the end days, and it looks like it's falling apart. It looks like everything is falling apart, but everything is falling into place. Did you hear what I said? I'm giving you perspective. It looks like everything's falling apart, but it's actually falling into place. These things have to happen for the return of Christ. They have to happen for the return of Christ. So over the next few weeks, I want to arm you. I want to equip you. I want to strengthen your faith on a series called No Compromise, Almost a Christian. Now, let me give you some homework right up front. Some homework is if you want to study somebody in the Bible that's dealing with living a life of no compromise, study the life of Daniel. Now, last year, or might have been a little bit longer, we went through the life of Daniel. We did a series here at Church on the Rock. But study the life of Daniel. He's a Bible character. You do character studies in the Bible. You should, as a Christian, be doing character studies. You do book studies. You take a book and you study it for a year. You take a Bible character and you study it for a half a year or a quarter, and you learn from that. One of the greatest examples in the Bible of no compromise is Daniel in the Bible. So that's some homework for you for the rest of the year as we look at this series called No Compromise, Almost a Christian. So let's go to Acts chapter 26, guys, on the screen, Acts 26. This is the Apostle Paul, and he's standing before King Agrippa. And he's witnessing, and he's standing up boldly in a culture that's trying to silence his witness. Don't let the secular culture silence your witness. Don't let the secular culture silence your witness. Okay? So here we have Paul, and he's witnessing, and he's sharing with King Agrippa. Y'all ready to learn from the word today? You're awesome. Therefore, having obtained help from God to this day, I stand witnessing. What is our role right now? It should be witnessing. Well, Pastor, I've heard all my life, I grew up in the church, that Jesus is coming back and he hasn't come back. Pastor, what's holding Jesus back? You know what's holding him back? The harvest. That's it. I was going to share at the offering, but we took enough time praying for our group sending to Puerto Rico. In the 11 o'clock service, I'll share it. But James chapter 5, verse 7 and 8 says, Jesus is waiting for the harvest. He's waiting on people to get saved. So the more we as the church, we witness and win souls, will bring him back sooner. He's waiting on the harvest. That's why our TV outreach, our missions, all of our programs, Celebrate Recovery, our youth, all that we're doing, Inspire, that we should be witnessing, because that's going to bring him back quicker. Don't let secular society silence your witness. Don't let the world, they're trying to push us and pressure us into what they believe. Don't do it. Therefore, having obtained help from God to this day, I stand. Well, it's time to take a stand. Witnessing both to small and great, saying no other things than those which the prophets and Moses said would come. Next verse, verse 23. That the Christ would suffer, that he would be the first to rise from the dead. What's Paul doing? He's sharing the gospel. This is the gospel, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. That's the good news. That Christ would suffer, that he would be the first to rise from the dead and would proclaim light to the Jewish people and then to the Gentiles. Verse 24. Now, as he thus made his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, you are crazy. All your learning is driving you mad. Verse 25. But he said, Paul said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but I speak the words of truth and reason. Verse 26, for the king before whom I also speak freely knows these things. For I am convinced that none of these things escapes his attention, since this thing was not done in a corner. Verse 27, King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do believe. It's very interesting. People who don't like you won't receive from you. And people who don't like you won't want to go to church with you because they think there's other people like you there. Okay. Think about it now. You know, in witnessing, if we turn people off, and they don't like us, then you can say, well, come go to church with me. Why would they want to go to church where they think other people like us are there who they don't like? They have to like you in order to receive from you. Called friendship evangelism. Friendship evangelism. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do believe, Paul said to King Agrippa. Verse 28. Then King Agrippa, watch this now, title of the series. Then King Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Almost a Christian. It's not the time that you and I live an almost a Christian life. It's not the time to compromise, wishy-washy, one foot in the world, one foot in the church. We're not going to make it. We won't endure. We won't last. We won't finish. We won't run our race. He won't say, well done. It's not a time to only want God when I'm in trouble, go to church when only I'm in trouble. It's a time to be totally surrendered to God. Totally sold out to God. No compromise life and not an almost Christian life. So King Agrippa said to Paul, Paul, in your witnessing and your sharing, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. That's where we get the title for this series. Okay? Y'all still with me, everybody? Okay. Let's continue here. I want to build a case. Almost a Christian. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine and test and evaluate your own self. Whoa. I need to look at myself, look at my walk. Am I living an almost Christian life? Am I living a compromised life? Am I trying to satisfy the church and the world at the same time? The Bible says I can't be a friend of the world and a friend of God at the same time. That doesn't mean we're to be obnoxious or weird or super spiritual. You know, take that in context, okay? Examine and test and evaluate your own self to see whether you're holding on to your faith, look at this, and showing the proper fruits of it. There should be fruit of my salvation. There should be a change. To repent means to change and go in a new direction. Repent means to change and go in a new direction. He said we should examine ourselves and test ourselves and evaluate if we are really living the life. And are there fruit in my life of being a Christian? The Bible says they'll know us by our fruit. They'll know us by not our weirdness, but our fruit. Test and prove yourself, not Christ. Do you not yourselves realize and know thoroughly by an ever-increasing experience that Jesus Christ is in you? And unless you are counterfeits, disapproved, on trial, and rejected. So we need to examine ourselves if we are really a full-blown Christian or an almost Christian. Almost a Christian. Revelation 3, verse 16. Revelation 3, verse 16. Here's what Jesus thinks about compromise. Here's what Jesus thinks about people who are almost a Christian. Here's what Jesus thinks. So then, because you are lukewarm, neither cold or hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Whoa. That's Jesus' view on lukewarmness. That's Jesus' view on an almost Christian, a Christian that compromised to be in the world and in the church at the same time. His mindset is he hates compromise. You know, this last 2 weeks, we went camping. We went to Florida and we camped. And then they said, hurricanes come and get out of town. So then we went to Pigeon Forge and Tennessee, and we camped there, okay, for a few days. Went into this coffee shop. And as you know, I like coffee. I'm an addict. Pray for me, okay? But I like coffee. But I can't stand lukewarm coffee. I vomit it out of my mouth. So we went into the specialty there at Pigeon Forge, the specialty coffee place. And we went in to have coffee. And I said this, I want an Americano extra hot. I always say extra hot because that's the way Church on the Rock is, extra hot. Amen. I don't want to be an average Christian. I don't want to be an average Christian. I don't want to be an average Christian. I don't want to be an average church, right? And so went in there, and we waited and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited and finally got it, and I couldn't wait just to taste that Americano extra hot. And guess what? It was lukewarm. It wasn't even cold because, you know, I do like cold iced coffee, and I like extra hot coffee. But I can't stand coffee. And so it was lukewarm. And, you know, we were in a hurry, and I was going to put up with it. But somebody said, no, we're not putting up with it. We paid the money. They went right back into the line, asked for another coffee, and said, please, extra hot. Jesus says, I hate compromise, and I hate lukewarm. And he said, I will vomit you out of my mouth. And that's the way I feel about lukewarm coffee. I don't want to be a carnal, lukewarm Christian. 1985, DeBargo and Key. Watch this. Awesome. Come on, somebody. Is that awesome? Our church was 2 years old when that came out. Amen. 1985. But what a message. I don't want to be a casual, carnal, lukewarm Christian. I'm wasting my life. Either all the way for the devil or all the way for God. Either cold or hot, Jesus said, but not lukewarm. Don't play church. Wow. Y'all still with me, everybody? Okay, let's continue. Matthew 12:30. Jesus said, he that is not with me is against me. There's no in between. I'm either for God or against God. He said, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scatters abroad. This is Jesus. I'm either with him or not. I'm either scattering or I'm gathering. There's no in between. There's no riding the fence. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Wherefore, come out from among them. We are to be different. We're not to be like the world. We're not to respond like the world. We're not to act like the world. We are to be different. Don't be embarrassed about being different. We are to be different. We are to stand out and stand up. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate. They're trying to, through pressure, push us into their worldviews. And if we don't accept it, they say that we're a hate culture. They have that wrong. We are to love people, but we don't have to love their ways, right? Wherefore, come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I don't want to be an almost Christian. Matthew 5, verse 14, the Beatitudes. You, this is our role right now, Church on the Rock. You are the light of the world. You're to witness. You're to share your faith. A city set on a hill is not to be hidden. Don't let secular culture silence your witness. Use the position and the platform that God has given you to build the kingdom of God. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Next verse. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a measure, but on a lampstand, and is to give light to all that's in the world. All that's in your school, your campus, your factory, your office, your cubicle, your neighborhood. Give light to all that's in the house. But again, I just want to say, if those people around you don't like you, they won't listen to you, but don't compromise to get them to like you. Right? Because what you compromise, here's what my dad told me. Dave, what you compromise to gain, you'll always lose. Is that true? That's true. Next verse. Let your light, this is our role. This is what we should be doing right now. Let your light shine before men, that they can see your moral, excellence. Is our nation losing its morality like never before? Yeah, what used to be wrong is now right. What used to be right is now wrong. But let your light shine. How? They see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, your noble, and your good deeds. Your good deeds. Thank God for all of you that do, you know, the bumper of the bag, right? At the end of the month, right? Last weekend, you got the bag. This weekend, you bring the groceries, and we're distributing them on Saturday. The line is going out of sight on Saturday of people needing groceries. Groceries are going out of this world, right? The cost. It's amazing. But thanks God, if I'm a tither, then he will supply all my grocery need. Let your light shine before men that they can see your excellence, your praiseworthy, your noble. We should be excellent in all that we do. Good deeds, recognize and honor and praise and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Next slide, guys. Jesus doesn't tolerate compromise. Can you say that with me? Jesus doesn't tolerate compromise. Maintain. What should we be doing right now, Pastor? We should be maintaining and increasing your witness. Maintaining and increasing your witness. That's going to bring Jesus back. That's going to bring him back. He's waiting on the harvest. He's waiting on your family and friends to get born again. What do I need to do so I'm not just surviving, but I'm thriving in a difficult environment? No environment like this I've ever lived in. And it's going to get more pressure because of the anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-church spirit that's out there. Okay? So my job is to help you not survive, but thrive in difficult environments. Is that okay? So I want to give you, we don't have time for all seven, but I want to give you a couple, okay? So here's seven things we can do that we thrive and not just survive in the times that we're living in and the times that are coming, okay? Number one on the screen, put your trust and your eyes on Jesus. Put your trust, not in man, not in politics. We should get involved. We should vote. You should get on the school board. You should get into politics if that's your calling on your life, okay? But when you do, don't compromise. No compromise, almost a Christian. God hates it. Put your trust and your eyes on Jesus, okay? Put your trust and your eyes on Jesus. Whatever your eyes are on affects your emotions. Two words, letter E. Whatever you have your eyes on the news, it will affect your emotions. You have your eyes on pornography, it will affect your emotions. You have your eyes on your trouble, it will affect your emotions. You have your eyes on the negativity, it will affect your emotions. Whatever your eyes are upon, it affects your feelings. Y'all with me? Hebrews, next, guys, should be Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, 2, and 3. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, that your loved ones and your friends have gone on to heaven, let us lay aside every weight and the sin. Notice, not plural, singular, one sin. And the sin which does so easily beset us, lay it aside, and let us run with patience the race. We all have a race. We all have a calling. We all have an assignment. We all have a purpose. Our mission statement is to lead people to a God is for them and help them find His purpose for their life. His purpose for their life. That's what we do at Church on the Rock. Let us run, not barely make it, but run, be motivated, energized, run with patience the race that's set before us. Give our all. Okay? Next verse, looking unto Jesus. Why should I look unto Him? Because He should be Lord of your life. When Jesus is Lord over all, yeah, then that makes a difference over everything in your life. If He's not Lord over all, He's not Lord at all. If He's not Lord over all, He's not Lord at all. One more time. If He's not Lord over all, my family, my finances, my future, my hobby, my career, if He's not Lord over all, He's not Lord at all. That's a compromised life. So what do? We look to Jesus. We put our trust in Him. Why? Because He's got a plan. He's got a plan. And it looked like things are falling apart, but actually they're falling into place. It all has to happen for Him to come back. And I'm ready for Him to come back before we even get to the out in the lobby with all the Hispanic food. I'm ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Beam me up, Scotty. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, who for the joy that was set before Him, He kept it before Him, He endured the cross. Vision helps you endure. Picture what you have before you, the image before you, the goal before you, the assignment before you. What will give you endurance? Endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 3, for consider Him. Stop considering your circumstances. What does that mean? Looking at them, focusing on them, nursing them, rehearsing them, dispersing them. Stop, get your eyes off your symptoms of your body, your bank account, where you work, your children, your family. Stop considering the circumstances and start considering Him. Oh, that's good. That's a good word right there. Am I helping anybody today? Or consider Him. Look unto Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Get your eyes off of people. Get your eyes off your problems. Get your eyes off your circumstances and your surrounding. For consider Him that endures this contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. What is a mind that's weary and fainted? A depressed mind. What is that one sin that will destroy and derail you from your destiny? Discouragement, depression. And it's higher now than ever before. So how can I thrive and not survive? I've got to keep my eyes on Jesus every day. I got to have a little talk with Jesus every morning. I got to have a daily quiet time. I've got to spend time, I got to spend time with Him every day. There's someone sitting here today that told me that the key to his success was his daily quiet time, his confession list, his affirmation list. And I say, amen, so be it. Amen. All right, so number one, keep your eyes on Jesus and put your trust in Him. Number two, know your role. You are chosen and assigned for this time. You are not a mistake. Like my wife was talking about today, you are not a mistake. You are not an accident. No matter what your family or the world has tried to put a curse on you, don't receive that curse. Receive the blessing of the Lord upon your life and family. You got to know your role. You got to know why you are here right now. In the worst of times, you got to know why you're here right now and what you're to be doing. Not getting high, not getting stoned, not doing weird stuff, not backsliding, not being an almost Christian, not compromising, not giving in. No, you're to know your role, why you're here, and what you're to do. Can we have a praise break real quick? There's nobody better than you for this time right now. If there were, God would have had you and I in a different time. You are the person for this time. Okay? Scripture under that, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, as the team comes out. So we are Christ ambassadors. That's your role. You're an ambassador. You're a representative. You're to be a witness. You're not a dog or a cat. You're not a blob or an ape. You bear the image of the Creator. You bear the image of a Creator, God. We are Christ's ambassadors. God's making His appeal. You are the only Bible most people will ever read. You are the message most people will get through you, they'll never hear through me. God's making His appeal through your lifestyle, through your platform, through your career, through your work ethic, through your school ethic. God's making His appeal through your witness. Your role right now, why are you here and what are you to do? You are His ambassador and you are to witness. God making His appeal as it were through us. We as Christ's personal representatives. How cool is that? You're His personal representative. Beg you for His sake to lay hold of divine favor. Whew. Divine favor. You know, when you and I stand our ground in the days that we're living in and the persecution that is coming, you're going to see the favor of God. Oh, I hope you understand what I'm saying. When you make a stand for God in difficult times, look at Daniel in the Bible. He stood up for God, right? And he ended up being prime minister, right? When you and I stand up for God in difficult times and we decide, I'm not going to be an almost Christian. I'm not going to be a casual Christian. I am not going to be a person that compromises my Christian faith and walk to please other people and please the culture. When you do that, you're going to see the power of God manifest in your life like you've never seen before. You're going to see the favor of God. You're going to see doors open in your life. You're going to see ideas for witty inventions. You're going to see God make a place for you where there was no place. His divine favor will be offered to you and be reconciled to God. Verse 21. For our sake, He made Christ virtually to be sin, who knew no sin, that in and through Him we might become endued with, viewed as examples. We are to be an example. We're to be an example. We're to be a living letter. An example of the righteousness of God, what we ought to be. My confession at the beginning of the service, if you were here, remember, I prayed over the service that we would become all, reach full potential that God wants us to become. Wow, shazam. What we ought to be, approved, acceptable, in right relationship with Him by His goodness. We are to be an example of the goodness of God in this hour. We're to be an example of the greatness of God, the grace of God, and the goodness of God. And the Bible says it's the goodness of God that leads people to repentance. When they see the favor of God on your life and the goodness of God on your life, they're going to want the God that you serve. Amen, somebody? Two of the seven things that we're to be doing right now, not just to survive, but to thrive and not be a casual, carnal, compromising Christian not be an almost Christian, but be all the way totally surrendered. In Jesus' name, I'm done. Did you get something? Come on, let's thank God for the word. Come on, y'all can do better than that. Come on, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it, God, in the name of Jesus. Say this with me. I've decided to follow Jesus all the days of my life. I determine not to compromise, not to be an almost Christian. I'm going to be all the way, totally surrendered. And the world will see the power of God, the favor of God, the goodness of God on my life. And it will bring them to repentance. In Jesus' name, amen. One more time. Can we thank Him? Can we praise Him?
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.